that's kind of what my message is today on our focus. So many times as Americans, we focus on ourselves. I remember a few years back, Mr. Bean walked into the office and he said, oh yeah, we're gonna have, I don't know if it was a junior, senior banquet or something. You wanna give a little challenge? And I was like, what, me? I can't do that. Who was I focused on? I was focused on myself. I can't do that. I can't speak in front of people. It's like Moses said, I can't speak, Lord. And the Lord kept saying, you know, I can use you. I can use you. He kept saying, no, I can't, no, I can't, no, I can't. Well, I felt guilty about telling Mr. Bean, nah, you find somebody else, because I can't stand in front of people. So that's why I'm here today, because I don't want to feel guilty again for the next few years for not getting up. But the Lord can use anybody. The Lord can take Balaam's donkey and can speak through that. He can speak through me. So, you know, hey, that's just the way it is. If you turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel 2, and just bear with me, my two C's in college were in speech. So it's not going to be like Paul and Ben who stand up here and give the dramatic pause and all these other things. It's just going to be rambling on, but God's Word can speak to us. I want to start reading in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor, and he maketh rich. He bringeth low, and he lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and he lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. He set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his kings and exalt the horn of his anointed. Okay, let's have a word of prayer real quick. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for your patience for us, and we pray now that you just might use your word to speak to us. We thank you for your safety on this trip and how you've looked over us and the blessing that you've given us. Pray this in your son's name. Amen. Okay, here we see Hannah. If you back up a little bit, and she was focused on herself. Hannah could not have children. She was barren. And she could not have children. And she went to the temple to pray. And she poured out her heart. It says in verse 10 that she was in bitterness of soul, this is chapter 1, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She was focused on the fact that she couldn't have a child. Instead of focusing her eyes on the Lord, she was poor me. But then she kind of understood what this was all about, and she said, she vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, verse 11, if thou wilt indeed look on my affliction of mine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give me thine handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Hannah realized, there's nothing I can do to change my situation. My focus was on me, and my focus should have been on the Lord. And so she asked the Lord, Lord, give me a man-child, and I will give him back to you. I think of all of us as parents have sat up here when our child was born, and I remember Dr. Haas praying over my children and just to bless them for the Lord's service. But Hannah, she raised her child, and at a very young age, she had to turn him over to the priest to serve the Lord, of which she did. Hannah then changed her focus from herself and focused on the Lord. She prayed, she poured out her heart in prayer. She asked in faith for a man child. She promised her child for God's service. God, after prayer, changed the situation that she was in. She couldn't do anything on her own, could she? I got to thinking about the hurricane that formed in the Gulf when we were down there. And I got to thinking, you know, that hurricane was put there by God for a reason. And I think it was put there for all the parents whose children was on this trip. And if you think about it, there's nothing that you could do about that hurricane. No matter what you can call the weather service, there's no way of changing the course of that on your own, was there? And the Lord wanted to say, look, trust me, I'm in control, you're not in control. Hannah couldn't do anything about the fact that she couldn't have a child. She trusted God, she prayed her prayer, and the Lord answered according to his will. Just as this hurricane was forming, it was a test of faith for each one of you that had children on the trip, or a loved one, or friends in the church. And that was the Lord letting you have a little test to say, okay, trust me, I'm in control. And he steered the hurricane away from us, and we would probably have been safe anyway because of where we were, but you guys didn't know what the facilities were like and whether or not they'd be flooded out or whatever, but it was a test of faith. And I think that's why God put that hurricane there, was for the parents to understand that God's in control. Just as you had to do when you said, okay, Erica, you can go on this trip. Cecia, you can go on this trip. You had to trust the Lord, and that's what Hannah had to do. After God changed the situation that Hannah was in, God was in control. God changed the situation and gave her the fruit of her womb. Hannah focused on raising a servant for God. Let's look at 1 verse 28. Therefore also I have lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Hannah raised this child to serve God. She brought him back to be a servant for him, and the Lord answered her prayer. Now, basically getting into the passage that we read, we notice here that Hannah, after having her birth of her son, she realized and she thanked the Lord. The Lord is the horn of my salvation. He has enlarged my mouth over my enemies because I rejoiced in thy salvation. She was praising God because she saw God's hand firsthand in her life to give her a man child, took away the reproach that she had of not having a child. And then she goes on to praising the Lord, and she realizes this point that each one of us had to come forth, is that God's in control, not us. There is none holy but the Lord. And then, talk no more exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. The Lord God of knowledge. By him, actions are weighed. The Lord weighed each one of your actions by letting your children go on this trip. Some had apprehensions, were a little concerned, but you let your child go, and the Lord answered your prayers to keep them safe. The Lord wanted your child to go on this trip for a reason, and is going to be a better person because of it. And not only, we just don't have any idea of how many souls will be saved by your child being there. Even though we couldn't speak the language, just the fact that there was a big group of white people at this church was a draw to a lot of kids, and they saw the crafts that we brought, any of you that gave money to help go toward these things that we purchased, that drew these kids in so that the teachers that actually knew the language could speak to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, Hannah rejoices in the Lord. She exalted the Lord of her salvation. She gave thanks and praise. She humbled herself, and her actions were weighed. The Lord blessed her because she had faith in the Lord. Hannah learns who is in control. We see here the strong are made weak. The bows of the mighty men, on verse 4, are broken, and they that stumble are girded. Jump down here to verse 6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and he bringeth up. He maketh the poor, he maketh the rich, and the low he lifteth up. Are we in control? Can we change the hurricanes? We can't. We can only rely on the Lord and his ability to keep us safe, to supply our needs. He bringeth low and he lifteth up. The God is our provider and our keeper. Let's look at chapter 2 and verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Lots of times we like to work out the situation in our strength. Well, my finances are just too tight. I need to do something about this, and I need a new job. Or I need, you know, but lots of times we try and work things out in our own sense, and we need to stop looking at ourselves and look to God for His leading. Just as these people here, when we first stepped off the buses there, a lot of us were looking at ourselves, okay? What about my hair? And what about my clothes? And how am I going to be able to shower and smell sweet for everybody? But the Lord said, okay, don't focus on us. Focus on me. And then when you focus on me, I'm going to give you a focus on these children. I'm going to give you a focus on somebody else beside myself. And that was kind of what we saw throughout everybody's testimony, that we here in America, lots of times we want to look at what we have, and we want to look at ourselves, and we don't, was like, why don't we go across the street? We're looking at ourselves. Well, maybe they'll slam the door in my face, or they'll ridicule me. Who are we looking at? We're looking at ourselves. And how come I didn't get the orange popsicle? Who are we looking at? We're looking at ourselves. So I think the gist of my message tonight is, like Hannah, come to the realization of you can't do it on your own. You can't keep people, your own children, safe. You can't provide for your family without the Lord. Put our focus on Him, and He will redirect our focus to each other and the needs of other people, and then we'll have the ability to go across the street and talk to somebody about the Lord. We'll have the ability and the stature to be able to stand up at the ballpark and give somebody the gospel and to live the Christian life the way we should.
Let's stand together, please. My heart has been blessed tonight to hear all of these testimonies, to see of the work that was done in hearts of our people. And I certainly know that we, these young people, these adults, were a blessing to the folks there, but it seems very strongly that the folks there were a blessing to them. And that's the way it is in the body of Christ. Iron sharpeneth iron. And we're thankful that this team was able to be assembled. I think there was no accident in how the Lord assembled this group. And we pray that the results of this trip will continue in hearts. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see these young people take their place on a mission field? Wouldn't it be wonderful to see some of our young men taking their place in a pastorate somewhere? Now, that's my burden for the people of this church, the young people of our church, to see them shot out in the right pathway to take their place in service for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let us sing together the doxology, and we'll close in prayer. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Precious Father, we praise Thee for this evening. We thank You, Father, for answers to prayer, how You answered prayer in regard to safety and security, how You answered prayer and working in the hearts and lives of our people who went on this trip, and those of us who remained behind, how You worked in our hearts to trust Thee to watch over and to lead and direct in every aspect of the trip. Lord, we thank You, Father, that we can trust Thee, and we pray, dear Father, that You would encourage our hearts to continue on beyond this moment. Help us, Father, to take the lessons that we've learned through the testimonies and through the message from 1 Samuel chapter 2. And Lord, help us to get the focus off of ourselves. Lord, convict us of the sin of selfishness, constantly focusing upon our wants, our ambitions, our desires. Lord, deliver us from that. Help us to get our eyes upon Thee so that we might see Your hand of leading and direction in our lives. And Lord, we pray that You would call our young people into full-time Christian service. Pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.